The Gemara in Maseches Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel and Beis tells us what sounds like an obligation. It sounds like a chiyuv. The Gemara tells us a brisa. Tanya Hayyur Meir Omer Chayiv Adam Mevarich Meir Brachos Pechol Yom. Chayiv is a lashon of an obligation, of something that one is required to do. It doesn't sound like a midas chasidus. A person has to make 100 brachos every day. Shenemar Vati Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. Then the Gemara tells us something that doesn't sound like a chiyuv. So it sounds like a little bit of a switch in the Gemara. Rav Chiya bered Rav Avya b'Shabbat b'Yom Tovei Tarach u'mamim u'viz farming u'mugadim etc. That Rav Chiya bered Rav Avya on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he used to have a practice of trying to make sure that he had all different types of foods and different types of things that he'd be able to say brachos on, and that way he was able to say 100 brachos every day. So right off the bat, the Gemara sounds like a contradiction. First, we have Chayiv Adam Levarach Meir Brachos Kol Yom. A person has to make 100 brachos every day, and then the next line of the Gemara says, yeah, and one of the Gedolei Amorayim was such a tzaddik that he would be careful to even make 100 brachos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So right off the bat, you have an issue over here, and we see where the debate is going, that there's going to be some discussion whether in fact there is a chiyuv and what level of chiyuv it is. Also, right here in the Gemara, we see that there's going to be discussion, that there's something that should jump out at us, is that the pasuk doesn't say anything. The Gemara, the Brisa rather, that quotes the Chiyuv to be Mevarich Me'ah Brachos B'chol Yom, quotes a pasuk. So you expect the pasuk to say 100 brachos. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, what does God ask from you? Kiyum Liyira, he asks you for you to fear him. What does that do with 100 brachos? Doesn't say anything about any brachos, let alone 100 brachos. Ma'asham Melkach Shol Me'imach. So the pasuk that it's quoting doesn't even seem to match the halacha that we just stated. So it's a double problem within the lashon of the Gemara itself. First of all, the Gemara starts out with the chiyuv and then goes to a hanhaga of a particular amora, and also even within the chiyuv, the pasuk that it quotes doesn't seem to match the halacha that we're trying to derive from the pasuk. Yeah, question.
Well, how is that a contradiction?
If it was a chiyuv that everybody had to do every single day, then you shouldn't have to be Rav Chiya Bered Rav Avya to fulfill this obligation. Meaning, does the Gemara say anywhere Rav Chiya Bered Rav Avya was such a tzaddik that he would even put on tefillin during the week? We all put on tefillin during the week. You wouldn't emphasize. Well, yeah, but this is a halacha. That's what I'm saying. If it's a halacha d'oraisa, then this is just as obvious, if not more obvious.
It'd just be like a suggestion, or either like to show how Tzar Yitzchak was with the mitzvah, that like you would like prepare in advance, like all these other things.
So one way to look at it is that in Achinami, everyone made 100 brachos every day, but he was thinking about it all week to the point that he would make sure to go shopping with that in mind. How am I going to get my 100 brachos? He didn't like wake up on Shabbos afternoon and be like, oh no, I only have 82, what am I going to do now, and start raiding the cabinet and trying to go to the bathroom or whatever to get some extra asher yatzars. He planned in advance. He had it charted out exactly how he was going to do it.
That uncommon for the Gemara to say that when I'm wanting something, even though it's not.
So on every single one of those Tasty-Lees, the Rishonim discuss what's the big deal, why is it Tasty-Lee? Yeah, so like that's, but that's exactly the point. Those are exactly the kinds of statements that that Rishonim are medayik, that there must be some sort of midas chasidus in there. Additionally, there is an interesting comment that Rabbeinu Yeruchim has that I just came across this morning. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it's not in the Imar Makamas, I don't think. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is quoted by in the Masifta. I just saw it in the Masifta this morning. When I prepared this show, I didn't have the Masifta, but Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes that some bring a raya from Rav Chiya that you're allowed to use peros and other types of foods for shalashudis, and you don't need to wash for shalashudis. How's that a raya? What do you see from the Gemara that you're allowed to do that for Shalosh Shudas? Because when was he eating this?
Because if he makes hamotzi, then all the brachos are covered.
So if he makes hamotzi, he should have had his 100 brachos covered. Why is he doing this? So somebody after him say, what kind of raya? No, this means that in addition to Shalosh Shudas, he would have so many snacks during the day to get extra brachos in. But that the Chida explains that what Rabbi Yeruchim means is that the raya is exactly what Pfeffer is saying. That if he would have made hamotzi, so he would have covered all of his brachos already. So the fact that he's doing this must have been instead of hamotzi. So if it was instead of a motzi, how can you do instead of a motzi? What do you mean you have a chiyuv to wash 3 meals a day? Elamai, see, you don't have a chiyuv to wash 3 meals a day. There's a raya for those rishonim. You know, it's 4 days from rishonim what you need to have for shalosh shudas. One person can eat and the yotzei shalosh shudas. The Shulchan Aruch quotes all four opinions. You know what the four opinions are? What's opinion number one? The highest standard. Higher than that. Lech Mishnah. Second standard. Hamotzi, even if it's not Lech Mishnah. Third standard. Mizonos. And then, Peros, and things like that. Talmud Torah is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. That's a very often misquoted thing. It never says anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that Talmud Torah works for Shalosh Shudas. Where it says, in Magen Avraham quotes the concept that Talmud Torah might work for Shalosh Shudas, but he quotes that not in Hilchos Shabbos. Where does he quote it? Hilchos? Anyone know? Hilchos Pesach, exactly. Because Hilchos Pesach deals with the very common issue about which there are books written, entire books written on the issue of when Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, what do you do? How do you... Do we have a maskana?
No.
Okay, so learn, all right? Here, grab one of these and learn. So... there are entire books written on the issue of what do you do when Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos. So what do you mean, what do you do? There are a lot of halachic issues, but one of the more interesting issues that folks can discuss is what do you do about Shalosh Shudas? How do you have Shalosh Shudas? Because you can't eat chametz and you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach past a very early part of the day. So how you can get 3 meals in? So one of the suggestions Magen Avraham makes is that Divrei Torah count as Shalosh Shudas. That Divrei Torah will count as your third meal. He quotes from, I think, the Arizal or something, that Divrei Torah counts as the third meal. So people often like to say, so if you don't like to eat Shalosh Shudas, let's say it's a winter Shabbos and you ate too much at lunch because you weren't thinking that you're going to have to eat Shalosh Shudas, and then comes time for Shalosh Shudas and you're like sick from the thought of food, so you say, don't worry, I'll be yotzei Divrei Torah, I'm not going to eat Shalosh Shudas. So that's not really a halacha. That's Magen Avraham said, the Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, you know what Magen Avraham means? He means that there's no chiv of Shalosh Shudas in that week. If there was a chiv of Shalosh Shudas, then you obviously wouldn't be able to be yotzei Divrei Torah. It's a melitza. It's a nice way of saying that there's no chiv of Shalosh Shudas to say that you can be yotzei Divrei Torah. Saying yotzei Divrei Torah is just an expression. It doesn't really mean anything else. Would an achil gasa count as the mitzvah, you're asking? Right. That's a very good question, and probably the best way to answer that is to not get to that point. First, chachamein of barosha. You have to plan it out in advance, and at lunch, there's no mitzvah to eat every single dish twice that's brought to the table. You could eat more in moderation. It's healthier anyway. Good. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that it sounds like a drasha, but it's unclear what the drasha is. So no less than four different interpretations that Tosfos himself has as to what the drasha is. How we get from the pasuk Vata Yisrael Ma'ashem Elkach Sholem Eimach, that you have to do 100 brachos. Where do you see 100 brachos in that pasuk? So Tosfos says, well, 100 letters in the pasuk. As long as you spell the word Shoel with a vav, as long as you spell it Male, then there are 100 letters in the pasuk. So that's a drasha. Does that sound like a drasha d'oraisa to you? Does that sound like a lot of times the Gemara will quote a drasha and won't tell you it's an asmachta. So you have to figure out what's an asmachta and what's a real drasha. So if it's using one of the Yidgil Midrashat Torah and drashas, then easy. Then you know it's a real drasha. But over here, it's what's that? Counting the letters. Is counting the letters of one of the Yidgil Midrashat Torah and drashas? It doesn't seem that way. It sounds much more like a remez. Where do we ever have a drasha d'oraisa that actually does have a din d'oraisa where we count the number of letters or words? So what? By Nazir, it's a gematria. That's a little different. Similar, but different. And that's a din d'oraisa, that's true. Hayom, ayom, ayom. It says the word ayom 3 times, so we darshan that you need 3 meals on Shabbos, and that we assume is a din d'oraisa. That's a good one.
And malacha, it says, malacha
39. No, by malachos, it's the Balei HaTosos that talk about how we know that there's a number 39. I don't think it's a Gemara. Balei HaTosos have an atbash, and it relates to a medrash, that relates... I don't think so. Does that say that?
Yeah.
Which ones we count? Yes. Okay. But that's how we know that there are. No, we know because it's 39 melachos of the Mishkan. That's right. And the other, yeah. So the Atbash one. Okay, but those aren't really a halacha per se because. meaning the malachas are the malachas of the Mishkan. So what you define as a category of a malacha may be a little bit different. There's a Gemara in Sukkah talks about the Dalad Minim. How many of each of the Dalad Minim do we need? So how many Asrogim do we need?
One.
Why? Pri Eitz Hadar means one. How many Lulavim do you need? One. Good. How many Aravos do you need? Two. How do you know you need two Aravos? Arve Nachal. Arve is plural. The minimum of any plural is two. How many Hadassim do you need?
Three.
Three. How do you know? So the Pasuk says, Anath Eitz Avos. That's three words. So that's how you know you need three Hadassim. That's what the Gemara says. And that's a Din D'oraisa, presumably, that you need three Hadassim. So you do have sometimes these drushas that don't sound like real drushas. But how many Hadassim you need?
Yeah.
But I'm saying the way we pass in a, yeah, it's machlokas tanoim, but there's no machlokas in halacha.
Can you have unlimited Hadassim?
You could do more. That's the minimum. The minimum number. You can have more aravos also. But that's the minimum. So anyway, but you do see that sometimes these numbers games do play a role in determining halacha. But still, counting the number of letters in the pasuk and saying that that's the 100, it's hard to see that as a drasha d'oraisa. The other suggestion Tosfos has is that ma in atbash is 100. Again, ma Hashem Elokecha Asher Olam Imach and ma in atbash is 100. Also a little bit difficult. Rashi says al tikri ma elameya. Whenever you have al tikri, so what does that mean? Al tikri ma elameya means don't read what it says. Here's another word you could read instead, but is that really a drasha?
All right,
meaning obviously the Torah does say ma, it doesn't say meya. Now the Gemara sometimes does have al tikri. Where do we have al tikri? Al tikri alichos ala halachos. Banayich ala banayich. What? That's not an al tikri. That's a kri miksid. That's Yeshem Lemikri Yeshem Lemisoros. Matzos El Mitzvos. Ah, okay, yeah, that's another one. Good. Right, that they were afraid because they, right, or the, very good. So you do have Al Tikris, but very rarely to actually determine a halacha. And Al Tikris also are normally just a remez, meaning it normally seems to be a remez. I don't know, someone should do a check or a study on all the Al Tikris, or any of them drasha d'oraisa. I would suspect that even if there are ones that are drasha d'oraisa, it's not really a drasha, it's more a remez to a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim kind of thing. I don't think an Al Tikri makes it a drasha d'oraisa. So that's what I was just saying, that Al Tikri, when your hands up, you get. So Al Tikri, I think, is not a drasha d'oraisa. I think it's saying that it's a remez, it's a hint to something, but it's not really a drasha d'oraisa. The Tosus then has a fourth approach, that with the aleph in meya, that when that it would equal 100 letters. Again, still using the same 100 letters, Vart, but instead of having Shoel with a Vav being the 100th letter, so the Aleph in Meya is the 100th letter. B'chol Mikra, whatever it is, there is some sort of pasuk that's being quoted. There's some sort of pasuk that's being quoted. So the pasuk tells us that you need to have somehow the Gemara tells you need to have 100 brachas. We're quoting it from pasuk somewhere. It sounds from the fact that we're quoting from pasuk that it's a very early halacha. The Medrash, however, tells us that David HaMelech was misakin 100 brachos. If David HaMelech was misakin 100 brachos, that's a clear raya that the pasuk the Gemara is quoting is not a drasha d'oraisa, because David HaMelech wouldn't be misakin something that's already a din d'oraisa. It's already mentioned in the Torah. Although you do have sometimes that something will be misakin al yedei neviim that was really a din d'oraisa. We just had in the Daf Yomi recently at the beginning of Maseches Megillah. The Gemara says menatzbach tzofim amrim. What's Menatzbach? Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, Chaf. Those are the five letters that have a sophist letter, that have a different form of the letter when it appears at the end of a word. And the Gemara says that the Nevi'im came up with that idea. The Gemara says, wait a second, we have a tradition that the Mem, the Samach Shebeluchos, B'nei Sayomdim, that the Mem and the Samach Neluchos only stood because of a miracle, because the Luchos were chiseled through and through, all the way through from one end to the other. So if you're making a circle, the middle of the circle would drop out, it would fall. So the Mem and Samach stood B'nei. Well, why does a Mem need a Neis? It must be that we're dealing with a mem sofis, that we're dealing with the mem at the end of a word. So says the Gemara, how can you say that sofim, that the neviim were misakein the sofei tevos? Don't we see that it's that it existed already at the luchos? It already existed by Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, yeah, shachum b'chazur b'yastum, that it was there, but they forgot it, and then the Nevi'im came and reinstituted. They reminded us of what was the halacha all along. And those who would argue d'oraisa about Meir Brachos would say the same thing about this medrash. David HaMelech was Misakin Meir Brachos. David HaMelech was a Misakin Meir Brachos. The idea of Meir Brachos existed. For some reason it was forgotten. And then David HaMelech was Chazer V'yastim. David HaMelech was re-miyased, he re-institutionalized the 100 Brachos. What motivated him to reinstitute the 100 Brachos? So the Medrash tells us, and this may also play a role in the Halacha. The Medrash tells us, where is it? Number 6, yeah. Hayumesim Yisrael Me'a Anashim. That every single day there were 100 people dying. So David V'tikala Me'a Brachos. So David HaMelech came, was Misakin 100 Brachos. Meaning, he saw a plague that had struck Klal Yisrael, and it was incredible. And normally, if a plague strikes, so on one day, 20 people are going to die. Another day, 105 people. Another day, 72 people. But he saw it was uncanny. Every single day, 100 people were dying. That's crazy. Why were 100 people dying every day? There must have been something about 100. So David HaMelech sat there thinking, what is it about 100 that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to send a message? And he realized, he remembered that there is this halacha that's fallen into disuse for some reason, that you're supposed to make 100 brachos every day. And David HaMelech said, okay, let's get on this. Let's get working on Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom. And that way he reinstituted the Me'a Brachos, the idea of saying Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom. The halacha, however, is clear in Shulchan Aruch. Whatever you say, wherever it comes from, whether it's a real drasha from the pasuk, not a real drasha from the pasuk, Shulchan Aruch could not be clearer. Simen mem vav si'if gimel chayiv adam levarich pechol yom mea brachos lepachos. You don't have to. There's nothing. It's not baltos if you do 101. Shulchan Aruch says minimum 100 brachos every day. That's a chiyuv that a person has. Now he does not tell us whether it's chiyuv d'oraisa or a chiyuv d'rabbanan, but he does tell us that it is a chiyuv that we have to make 100 brachos each and every day. So that's we saw. I think the Zohar Chadash in the Tikkunim says that the word tzedakah, somehow every letter in that word relates to something. Yeah, but it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that you have to say 90 amens. So I don't think. I mean, it's a source, but I don't think it's halacha. Good. So, if it's d'oraisa, it should for sure be mentioned among someone's minyan mitzvos. And even if it's rabbanan, it might be mentioned in someone's minyan mitzvos. Who counts mitzvos rabbanan? The Bahag. The Bahag counts in Chanukah, he counts Mikra Megillah, he counts mitzvos rabbanan. So, let's skip the part about all the interesting, let's call it, drashos and gematrios about how we get to 100. I'm sure you got a flavor of what's out there. And what I'm trying to show you just by those 10 things is that there isn't really consensus on where it comes from, but there is consensus that it exists. So you find all of these different ideas, usually gematria related, that somehow land us with 100 brachos, but there's not much consensus in terms of where which gematria to use or where the 100 brachos come from. Well, let's get to the meat and potatoes of it. So, is there a chiyuv d'oraisa? So the manhig, one of the Rishonim, in source number 16, v'davar zem misoris biyadeinu me'avaseinu l'moshe misinai sheyesh levarich me'a brachos b'chol yom min ha-Torah, min ha-Nevi'im, min ha-Ksuvim. So what does that sound like? Does that sound like a d'oraisa? So which part sounds like d'oraisa? What? Well, he says we minator minavim minaksuv, not just minatora. So, what does that tell you, minator minavim minaksuvim? Usually, that tells you that at least there's a remes to it in each part of Tanakh, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a drasha gemura. When it says that there's, you can find it minator minavim minaksuvim, it means to say that it's an idea that's well sourced with ramazim, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's d'oraisa. What about the fact that he says misoris biyadenu me'avaseinu l'moshe misinai? What does that sound like? Halach l'moshe misinai. Halach l'moshe misinai is the status of a din d'oraisa. So it's not the same status as a halacha that's mufurish b'kra, but it does have a status of din d'oraisa. The Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kalalas goes through how not all dinim d'oraisa are the same, that there are different levels of dinim d'oraisa also. Halacha Moshe Misinai is a little bit of a lower level than that which is learned out from Yigul Midas Shatar and Josh Sped, which in turn is a little bit of a lower level than that which is Mefurish Bekra and doesn't even require Yigul Midas Shatar and Josh Sped. But it's a Daraisa. Halacha Moshe Misinai is Daraisa. So it sounds from the Manik, the implication of the Manik is that it's Daraisa. Interestingly, the Chuvas Ateres Paz wants to suggest at the end of the first paragraph that it's totally in the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos what it's based on. He says that he quotes the Ad Bash of Tosos. So he says at the end of the first paragraph, Ef Shaloma Rashi Shalomin me'etzem amila ma meya zosomeres shezehu pshat hapasuk. When Rashi says ma equals meya, if ever close your ears, you're not going to like this. He says that zosomeres, that that's the pshat of the pasuk. That Rashi's saying that's the pshat, that it's 100. Vim came Yotze Shazel Chiv Daraisa, which would mean it's a real drasha. Daraisa. Aval Tosos Shalom de Meglal Shishmea Osios. But Tosos counting letters in the pasuk, that's ridiculous. That's not a real drasha Daraisa. That's just a nice way of saying it, but that's really a Dindarabana. So he wants to say it's totally in Rashi and Tosos. But then he says, nah, even according to Rashi, it's only Midrabanan. Ma Meya, that's not a real drasha. Now you can open your ears again. Ma Meya is not a real drasha, it's only an asmach to bialma, and it's really drabanan. And then he says, and about this whole thing about Al Tikri, this whole don't read it this way, read it that way, adding a letter, let me tell you something about this. Chazin on the Maritz Chayus, the Chidush of the Shabbos. The Maritz Chayus in his Chidushim to Mesech HaShabbos writes, Shekos Hashem B'Shem HaRambam B'mor Nevuchim. He quotes the Rambam B'mor Nevuchim. Sho'omer, Ki kol adroshos b'derech Al Tikri, Hamer rak derech melitzo sashir. Every time you have an Al Tikri, don't read the pasuk the way it says. Rather, read it something else. That's always just a melitza. It's always just an expression. It's never a real drasha. Ve'im simanim manu adrashas hamurus palpeh nismuchos luksav. It's a way to take Torah shebal peh and make an asmachta in the pasuk. It's a different form of asmachta. An Al Tikri is a form of asmachta. So he says the fact that Rashi says an Al Tikri does not necessarily make it a din d'oraisa. It could very well be that it's a din d'rabbanan. However, Rashi. There's Machlokes Rama and Ritva. What a smacht is Ritva and Rosh Hashanah. Have Tezayin, Yudzayin around there, and the Rambam. It's a fascinating Machlokes because the Rambam says that a smachta is like a mnemonic device. That a smachta is not anything that the Torah ever meant. It's not something that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he was writing the Torah, was thinking of. It's when the Rabbanim made a takana, and they wanted an easy way to remember the takana. Who doesn't know Tanakh by heart? So it's easy. An easy way to remember it is the asmachta, because everyone remembers the psukim. The Ritva writes that asmachta is a very deep inyan, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sort of way of winking at the Rabbanim, telling them, look, here's a place to make a din Rabbanan. You know, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying, of informing the Rabbanan where is a good place to make a din Rabbanan. But it's definitely something HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to include in the Torah. And he says, and someone who says otherwise and thinks that it's just some sort of mnemonic, you know, is an apikoros, that it's that you can't say something like that. That it's not someone who says it is an apikoros, but it's apikoros to say otherwise. No. So here's what the Maritz Chayis is not necessarily holding like the Rambam. What the Maritz Chayis is saying is that Al Tikri is not a real drasha, it's an asmachta. Even the Ritva would say an asmachta is still a din d'rabbanan. Question is it a din d'rabbanan that the Torah was already alluding to? Like Bible codes, you know, like Hashem encoded in the... No, I'm not making a statement about Bible codes. I'm saying like Hashem encoded in the Torah that you should make this drasha, or is it just something that's a pure rabbinic invention? But everyone agrees that it would only be a din d'rabbanan. Yeah.
It is true that like Rashi would also be the drasha is how they get 100. Okay, so much about it. Like,
Oh,
it's the nafkamina with the rice to rabbanan. Is that what you're asking?
Not nafkamina. Now it's like tells us the fact that he says afiki doesn't mean it's the rice, and that means the rabbanan. Rashi tells us early argument how the jargon out from the pasuk, but how it's the rabbanan. Either it's 100 letters.
Right. Then the machlokes Rashi tells us doesn't matter. If everyone holds the rabbanan, the machlokes won't matter. L'may nafkamina. If it is the rice to rabbanan, so simple nafkamina we always use.
Suffolk.
If you have a suffolk, whether you hit Mea Brachos, do you have to go out of your way to try to hit Mea Brachos? Meaning, if you think you're not sure if you have 98 or 102, you know you're somewhere in that range. So, do you have to make more Brachos? Or what would be another example of a suffolk? Not that you don't know how many Brachos you made that day. You know how many Brachos you made that day, but let's say right now is Ben Hashmashos already, so the day's almost over. Would you make more Brachos now? Meaning, let's say you know you only had 98 today. But it's suffolk whether you're even going to accomplish anything, because suffolk the day might be over already. So that would be another example of suffolk. That l'chora would be enough to mean whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Now, the... What? Yeah, okay, that's the classic. I remember when we were in Keren B'Yavne, we asked... we had a question and answer session with Rav Stav. And Rav Stav... unlike his brother, Rav Stav is not a well-known Zionist. He's he lived in the Chevron Yeshiva, and he's a Chevron Yeshiva. So big Talmud Chacham. So someone asked him, "Is Medinas Yisrael Rishis Michas Gulasenu?" So he said, he didn't learn Chevron. He learned Kol Torah. He learned Baruch Shlomo Zalman. So when I was Baruch Shlomo Zalman, someone asked Rav Shlomo Zalman that question, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "L'may nafkamina." So someone else raised their hand. He said, "Yeah." He says, if someone's Mekadesh Nisha al Manas, that Medina Sisrael is Rishis Michas Gulasenu, is she Mekadeshes or is she not Mekadeshes? So that made it nothing. That's a good way to say it, right? So Stav told that joke and he diffused the situation, because he was sitting right next to the Rosh Hashiva, who holds very, very strongly that it's got to be Rishis Michas Gulasenu. So then, of course, the next hand went up and asked that question. But, okay. So that might be another nothing. Yeah.
Either way, would there be such a thing as a bracha
shein tzricha? So the poskim also discuss that. Can you make a bracha shein tzricha in order to be mashal 100? Because maybe it is tzricha because you need to be mashal 100. So most poskim assume you cannot make a bracha shein tzricha to mashal 100. That's an independent iser, and therefore that won't work. Now the question is, okay, you're not allowed to do it. If you did it, do you say mitzvah babaver and therefore you're not even mekayim, doesn't even count toward the 100? Or do you say, well, I formulated 100 brachos, say it would count? It's another debate. Yeah. As a brach shein tzricha, in each bite of soup, sip of soup, you make another shakal nevedvara. As if you plan, well, sometimes you're chayiv to make another bracha when a new food comes and you aren't thinking about it. But if it was a food that you had planned on eating in advance and you're already covered, oh, that's fine, because as long as you're eating something, that's a chiyuv. That's fine.
So
if it's something that rises up, then it depends what you're talking about. It could be that if now is Ben Hashmashos already, the day's ending or may have ended already, and you only made 98, if it's not rice, you have to make two more.
Yeah,
now, if you made two in the Ben Hashmashos going into the day, if it's not rice, you wouldn't be allowed to bank on those. Right? You would have to fill in during the daytime hours. Now, the Rambam clearly holds its Rabbanan to make Mea Brachos. How do I know he holds its Rabbanan? Because the Rambam's very first thing in Sefer HaMitzvos is to try to formulate rules of how we know to count 613 mitzvos. I think we mentioned in the past the godless of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos is the idea that other people had Sefer HaMitzvos but never formulated rules. So it's very easy to come up with 613 mitzvos if you don't have to conform to any rules. But the Rambam actually made 14 different rules about how to count mitzvos, and then kept those rules in counting the mitzvos, and still landed with exactly 613 mitzvos. So the first what? Okay, it's a brilliant The whole book is a brilliant book, and if you read the Rambam, it seems like he wasn't really so interested in this book. Like, you know, something that he did, because, like, he counted mitzvahs, because why not? You know, it's just something, it doesn't sound like he was like this, he felt that this was, like, his major life story. Had the Rambam written nothing else other than a Sefer Mitzvahs, he would be one of the Gedolei Harishonim. But to him, it didn't seem like he was, if you read the Rambam that he describes, his writing the Sefer Mitzvahs, it was like an afterthought. But it's like Chassam Sofer's Tshuvas. Rav Shachter used to say about Chassam Sofer's Tshuvas, like between Mincha Maariv, when he had a few minutes, Chassam Sofer would write his Tshuvas. That wasn't his main thing, was saying his Shiurim and Yeshiva and his Chidushim and Shas and whatever. But the Chassam Sofer is known for his Tshuvas. But anyway, the Rambam, the very first Shoresh, the very first rule, he says, let's lay something out at the very beginning. The Rambam says you cannot count mitzvahs Rabbanan in Minyan Mitzvahs. The Gemara says at the end of Makkos, there are 613 mitzvahs that were in the Moshe that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, and all 613 have to be mitzvahs d'oraisa. So you cannot count mitzvahs d'rabbanan. It's kedai to see the Rambam inside, even though these obviously are not the Rambam's own words. This is a translation because we are better off in Hebrew than we are in Arabic. But the Rambam writes, we shouldn't count mitzvahs rabbanan. Da, kizeha inyan lo haya ra'uy la'orer alav leva'ara. He says the truth is, I shouldn't have to tell you this. It should be obvious. Ki achar shayi lashon haTalmud sheish meos v'shalosh esrei mitzvos nemar lo leMoshe b'Sinai. He says, how much clearer could the Gemara have been? 613 mitzvahs were given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Eich nomer b'davar shumi drabban shumi chala aminyan. How could anyone even have a hava amina to include din drabana? So why am I telling you this if any fool could figure it out? Avol heirunu alav mipnei shato bo rabin. Because I'm telling you this because I've seen that people make this mistake. Namely, the Bahag makes this mistake and he counts mitzvahs drabanan. Umanu ner chanaka. Mikra Megillah v'chal mitzvah say v'chein. Everyone always gives an Erchanik and Mikra Megillah example, but people don't realize what his third example is. V'chein mea brachos b'chol yom, and he counts mea brachos b'chol yom amongst his minyan mitzvah. So the Baal counts it as one of the mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, no, you can't count mitzvahs d'rabbanan. How can you count that as a mitzvah? V'nichem aveilum v'bikur cholim v'kfur esmesim el bash sarumim v'chishav tkufos v'shmonos v'yom l'gmar ben es ha-halel. And the 18 days that you're supposed to finish halal on the Bahag counts, says the Rama, mitzvah drabanan, can't count it. How does the Rama know that halal is a mitzvah drabanan? The Rama goes on to say, who wrote the paragraphs of halal? David HaMelech. Can't be a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the Ramban, who also thinks you shouldn't count mitzvah drabanan, but likes to argue with the Rambam, says, no, it's a bad raya from halal. Maybe the mitzvah d'oraisa of halal is to praise Hashem. David HaMelech happens to have formulated the best way to do it. But the mitzvah d'oraisa was to praise Him however we're going to praise Him. David HaMelech came up with a way that really formulates the best way to do it. So we follow that formulation. So the Gemara makes drashos about how Hashem, that anything that Talmud Vasik, Asid B'chadesh, anything that anyone was gonna ever say in Torah. Yeah, but the simple reading of the Gemara is 613 mitzvos is not just knowledge of Torah, but mitzvos as in do now, meaning as in these are your current obligations. So mitzvos to Rabbanan certainly weren't do nows at Har Sinai. Right. So the first of all, there's a lot to discuss about the Avos in general. The Gemara never says that the Avos as a group kept Kol HaTorah Kula. What does the Gemara say? Mishnah says Avram Avinu in Kiddushin that Avram Avinu observed Kol HaTorah Kula Afilu Eruv Tavshilin. Now Afilu Eruv Tavshilin means even the Rabbanans. So even the Rabbanans would seem to suggest that Avram Avinu did all the mitzvahs. It doesn't say that about Yitzchak and Yaakov. So it's interesting. The question, why does it say Afilu Erev Tavshilin? Of all the Afilus, it could have said any mitzvah drabban, why not anything else? That's also a discussion that the Rishonim have. There's also a fascinating discussion the Mishnah Melech has in Parashas Drachim, whether the Avos were Jewish. Did they have a din of a Jew? Were they chayiv in mitzvahs? They didn't have, the Torah wasn't given yet, so maybe they weren't Jewish until Kabbalah HaTorah. So the machlok is whether a din of Yisrael or a din of a guy. You know this Mishnah, you know what his conclusion is? In all of Prussia Zachem, he has these beautiful long essays. There's only one that anyone knows, and that's this one. Whether the Avos had a din of a Jew or not.
Couldn't have kept
Shabbos if they weren't Jewish. Oh, so Mishnah deals with that problem. Years ago, we had Rav David Hirsch on a DRS Shabbaton. Well, back when we used to bring Rosh Yeshiva on the DRS Shabbatons. We used to have Bnei Torah, they wanted, no, I'm just joking. So they brought Rav David Hirsch on the DRS Shabbaton, and he gave a shiur like 18 answers to the question of what would the Avos do if they, you know, about Shabbos. What's the premise of the question? The premise of the question is the maskana of the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech's maskana is that the Avos themselves didn't know if they were Jewish or not. They had a Safek Yisrael, Safek Nachri. They had a din of a Safek. And they themselves didn't know. So that was his maskana. So if that's the maskana, then the question is, what do you do about Shabbos? A Goy Shah Shabbos is Chayiv Misa, but a Jew that's not Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. So all of the answers that you're thinking of, that you're suggesting, are amongst the list of like the 18 that Rav David Hirsch suggested. It's a fascinating topic. It's a very interesting topic. Then the question the post can point out, L'may Nafka Mina. I mean, this is discussed by every posik, by every Rishon and Achron. So the question is, not by every Achron, rather. So why did the Achron discuss this? Probably the Avos were smart enough to figure it out. If they were smart enough to figure out the rest, they were probably smart enough to figure out what to do about Shabbos. So the Ma'ayin Nafkamina, what the Avos did. Who cares what the Avos did? So he said, no, it does happen Nafkamina. Because the Gemara says, Maseches Horios, Mishnah and Horios, I think, and Maseches Makos, I think, that if you find a Tinok Mushlach, if you find an abandoned baby somewhere, so, and you want to adopt the baby, do you assume the baby has a din of a Jew or a din of a guy? So Gemara says you follow Rove. If you're in Borough Park or in the summer in Wurzboro, so then you assume that the baby has a din of a Jew, because that's the majority. But if you're in the winter in Wurzboro, let's say, so then you would assume that the baby has a din of a guy. Presuming, you know, assuming that he could go either way, that he looks like, if it's a Chinese baby, so probably you would have a din of a guy, because most Chinese people are not Jews, right? Meaning there are certain things that would be a dead giveaway. But assuming it can go either way, so that would be the difference. What if it's 50-50? It's exactly, they took the latest census numbers come out, and it's exactly 50% Jews, 50% non-Jews. So then he has a din of a Suffolk. Ah, so chaps enough to mean a Suffolk Jew has to know what to do about Shabbos.
But
well, not just that, meaning Shabbos, you're going to run into trouble either way. But that is enough Gemina to us. Meaning, knowing what the Avos did is going to educate us as to what this baby should do about Shabbos. What? Yeah, that's the simple answer. But until then, until we're Magai or him. What? So, again, whatever the Avos did, they could do. What do you mean? What do they do about Shabbos? What does the baby do? He's going to grow up. What's he going to do about Shabbos? Does he keep Shabbos? Does he not keep Shabbos? It's not an Asedo Chalos, I say.
Why wouldn't you just make him
a Jew? Okay. That we would, but until then. Right? Or let's say he says, I don't want to be Megayer. I like being what I am.
But he also wants to keep
Shabbos. Exactly. There are tons of people walking around this earth today that say, I don't need to define myself. I don't need to be a man. I don't need to be a woman. I don't need to define myself. I'm very happy being what I am. But what are you? It doesn't matter. Definitions don't, whatever. Yeah, keep half Shabbos. That'd be the solution. Okay. So this is a little, when people are studying to become Geirim, when people are being Megayer, this is a big issue. I mean, it's not a big issue, they just have to be Mechal Shabbos. My father-in-law is a big Baki in Zmanim, and he has a whole ma'arach as to why right after Shkia, it's not really Ben Hashmashos yet. Ben Hashmashos is not till a while later. So he said he was in, I think, Minneapolis once, and he was talking to a guy in Shul, and they had 10 people there, and they're waiting. And he asked the rabbi, why are you waiting? He said, we're waiting for a minyan. He said, why are you waiting for a minyan? We have 10 people. He said, no, that guy's not Jewish. And it was the frumest looking guy in the whole shul. So he went over to the guy, started talking to him. He said, yeah, I'm starting to be a ger. So he said, what do you do about Shabbos? Because that's always the question he asks people who are like going to convert. What do you do? Because they're keeping everything. What do you do about Shabbos? So he says, right after Shkia, I light a match. You know, like my father, so my father-in-law said, Yechayv Misa, if you're just waiting till right after Shkia, you got to wait at least 12 minutes after Shkia, or whatever number he had, you know, to really be sure that you're being Mechal Shabbos. You don't want to do it right after Shkia. You got to be Machmir in the other direction also.
So,
what? Right, like the Arab story. You think I would hold by the Arab? Yeah. So, okay.
Yes, so if like a non-Jew sleeps all of Shabbos and doesn't do anything, so then he's like, you have to kill him?
You could argue he's not doing a Shvisa and Ikeres. He's not fulfilling Zechiras Shabbos. But probably Goyshe Shabbos Chayiv Misa probably means not doing the Malachas. I think that is suggested as one of the 18 suggestions, but probably but that's not the Pashtus. There's also a discussion, Yom V'Laila Lo Yishposu, for B'nai Noach, it's a Pasuk Marash Noach, for the B'nai Noach, it could be that the definition of a day is Laila Achara Yom, not Yom Achara Laila. And therefore, the Isra of a Goyisha Shavas is not to keep what we would define as Shabbos, but it would be to keep Saturday. And therefore, if he does Malacha on Motzai Shabbos, it's good. So that's one of the answers. Okay, there are a lot of answers. This is getting out of our topic of 100 brachas over here. He's just joking. Okay. So, the Ramban disagrees with the Ram. The Ram says, you see from Me'er Brachos B'chol Yom, that Me'er Brachos B'chol Yom is a Din D'Rabbanan. So if you were counting Din D'Rabbanan, you'd have to count Me'er Brachos B'chol Yom also. And that would be ridiculous. You wouldn't count Me'er Brachos B'chol Yom. But the Bahag does. The Bahag counts Me'er Brachos B'chol Yom, he counts Mikra Megillah, he counts Ner Chanukah. So the Ram says, yeah, but if you count that, you should count every single Din D'Rabbanan. What's going to stop you from counting everything Midrabbanan? Right? What examples that he gives at the end of the paragraph? He says, Hayilam Linmos, Nitzilas Yadayim, and Eruv, and all these other mitzvahs Rabbanon. Where are you going to stop? So the Ramban says, I'll tell you exactly where you're going to stop. If it's a mitzvah Rabbanon, if it's a gezeira Rabbanon, you wouldn't count it. If it's a mitzvah Rabbanon, you would count it. What's a gezeira Rabbanon versus a mitzvah Rabbanon? What's the difference between those terms? Gezeira Rabbanon versus mitzvah Rabbanon? So gezeira Rabbanon is Rabbanon or goes there. Don't do this, lest you come to violate an issur. So that would be part of the Doraisa. Wouldn't count as an independent mitzvah. But a mitzvah d'rabbana, Ner Chanukah, it's not connected to anything Doraisa. Mikra Megillah, not connected to anything Doraisa. A mitzvah d'rabbana, we would count. That's how the Ramban defends the Bahag. Now, it's interesting. What? What wouldn't count are gzeiros d'rabbanan, because those are just connected to larger things, to mitzvos d'oraisa. Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau, in his commentary to Rav Sadia Gaon, to the Sefer Mitzvah Rav Sadia Gaon, brings rayas that there is no chiyuv to be mevarich me'er brachos b'chol yom. He holds like the chida that it's only a midas chasidus, and he's medayik from the second half of the Gemara about Rabbi Chia that it's purely a midas chasidus. And Yerucham Fishel Perlau brings rayas. And he points out, one of his rayas is that one of the Rishonim who has a minyan of mitzvos counts Taryag mitzvos, counts even mitzvos Rabban amongst the Taryag, but doesn't count Me'er Brachos B'chol Yom. So he says, oh, must be that it's not even a mitzvah Rabban. Its omission from some lists of minyan of mitzvos would mean that it's not even a mitzvah Rabban. And he quotes an alternate girsa in the Gemara that some Rishonim have. Some Rishonim have the Girsa. Where is it? Yeah, he says some Rishonim have a Girsa in the Gemara. Amrav Chia Bar Avya b'Shabbosos v'Yom Tovim d'lo nefishi brachos mimali luhu ba'aspar mekiyu magadi. Meaning that it wasn't that the Gemara is telling us that Rav Chia Bar Abba had a personal minhag to fill in with extra foods. And that's how he got his Me'er Brachos. No. Rav Chiya Bar Abba was standing a halacha. That I'm Rav Chiya Bar Avya. B'Shabbos v'Yom Tovim. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you're otherwise not going to have 100 brachos, here's what you got to do. Make sure you go shopping on Erev Shabbos and have enough foods around your house. According to that Girsa in the Gemara, so clearly he's holding that it's a din, that it's not just a that it's not just a midas chasidus, but there was also another girsa that implied that it was a midas chasidus. He had another girsa in the Gemara that some rishonim have that not chayev adam levarich meir brachas b'chol yom. Chayev adam levarich meir brachas b'chol yom sounds like what? Sounds like a din. He had another girsa. Some rishonim have a girsa meir brachos chayev adam levarich b'chol yom. It's different. Meir brachos chayev adam levarich b'chol yom. What does that mean? Why is that different? Come on, why is that different? Translate.
100
He said, "Meir brachos chayiv adam levarich b'chol yom." 100 brachos you're chayiv to say every day.
It's the statement of Metzias.
Oh, the way those Rishonim have the girsa is it's not saying that there's a kunst to saying 100 brachos. It's saying that if you count up all your brachos that you have to make every day, you're going to find that there are 100 brachos that you actually have to make each and every day. But there's no din that you have to go out of your way to get to the number 100. The din is you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei, you have to wash, you have to bench, you have to say Asher Yotzeh when you go to the bathroom, you have to say Birchas Shachar, Birchas Kriya Shema. So Meir brachos, there are 100 brachos that Chayiv Adam Levarich B'chol Yom. The Nafkamina would be on days that you don't have to say 100 brachos, like Yom Kippur. You add them all up and it's not 100. So then B'chol Yom would be Lav Dafka. B'chol Yom would be most days. It would mean on regular weekdays. So are women chayiv in this din of chayiv adam varech meir brachos b'chol yom of saying 100 brachos each and every day?
Either way you read it, you could pretty much read that it ended that way.
Well, chayiv adam varech meir brachos b'chol yom sounds more like you're chayiv to say 100 brachos. You could, but it fits better with the other girsa. Now, is Meir Brachos B'chol Yom a mitzvah Shas Man Grama or not a mitzvah Shas Man Grama? So it's all in one day and therefore? It is Man Grama.
Maybe it's every single day, so it's not.
But it's every single day 24 hours. Right? It keeps on going. So maybe that's not Man Grama. Do we have any other mitzvahs like that where there's a new chiyuv each and every day, but the chiyuv extends for the entire 24-hour period? What? Mila's not Belila.
The
second Zahra ends and miracle starts.
Okay. If there's a chiv to be mispal one time a day. So that would be something that's a new chiv each and every day. According, right, Machlok's Ram Ramban, what the chiv of tefillah is, if you hold the chiv of tefillah is one time a day, so on a daraisa level, it would then be this kind of mitzvah. So it's a fascinating discussion in the Achronim. The Achronim, I would expect it to be in Rishonim. But the Achronim have this discussion. Should we say it's a mitzvah shazman grama because my chiyuv of 100 brachos for today is today's mitzvah and I can't do today's mitzvah yesterday or tomorrow. I can only do it today. Or do you say, no, since the brachos, the chiyuv is always operative, it's always running, there's never a time where the meir brachos doesn't apply. It's not Zman Grama. Now, what's the Svara of Mitzvah Shas Man Grama? So if there is a Svara, which there doesn't have to be a Svara, there certainly doesn't have to be, because it's just a drasha from Sukkim that women are part of Mitzvah Shas Man Grama. If there is a Svara, it would be something along the lines of what the Abu Dram writes, that women can't be bound by time, they need to be given more leeway in terms of a window of getting a mitzvah done. If that's the case, well then this would be Zman Grama. Right? If you were able to use the Svara as a guide, then this would be Zman Grama, because they have that window of each day to get the 100 brachos in.
Isn't it specific to say, Meir
Amashim, that man died? Oh, with David HaMelech. Yeah, but Rameir is Lashon's Chayiv Adam Levarich Meir Brachos B'chol Yom. So it sounds like it could be anybody. You're right. With David HaMelech says that it was Anashim, that it was 100 men who died.
Alright,
so but that would depend on whether you understand that David HaMelech was Mesakein or reinstituted. So if you understand it's the Rabbanan, it was Takanas David HaMelech, then maybe an Echinami, it wouldn't be for women. Because maybe women didn't die. Now, the Rav Vazner just points out that in all of the discussions, as I mentioned earlier, the major discussions about 100 brachos that the Achronim have is how do you get to 100? How do you land at 100? And we talk about three tefillos every day, and we talk about a lot of different things. And a lot of women don't daven Maariv. A lot of women don't say all these brachos. And no one ever asks the question, well, what about women? How are they going to get the 100 brachos? So Avazah says the absence of such a discussion implies that there's no chiyuv for women to say these brachos. So that would imply that it's mitzvah shel zman grav. Yeah? What do you mean? Oh, meaning by the counting of 100 men, maybe women were dying also. Right, it's just in a mention. Okay, could very well be also. Could also very well be. If you look in Rav Sturmbach, in Shuvas van Hagos, source number 26, so he writes, V'nashim lo nisvayrim chayavos me'er brachos olal. Aval nira shali ikra takana yalatzei salidei me'er brachos kavuos b'chiyuvan, ubelo l'chapis brachos adam mevarich me'er brachos b'chal yom. So normally it happens anyway. Kumvor b'yushal misav brachos. V'kibad d'nashim p'turus midinim mikam v'kam brachos anashim mevarichim. Okigon, mitfilin, mitzitzis. V'lachain, av shish smach mikra l'me'er brachos, he says, it could be that the reason that we say Meir Brachos, that we could have a chiyuv, is because we do it anyway. Since we're doing it anyway, so then the chiyuv, it made sense to be misakin for men, because it wasn't such a big tircha to make such a takana. But for women, they wouldn't have made a takana, because they wouldn't have driven women so crazy to make such a takana. Yeah, he clearly shouldn't rab on it. Now, so at the end he says, and it's probably Zman Grama also. Yeah, there's all, I want to save that for Mitzvah Shel Zman Grama Shir, whether Mitzvah Shel Zman Grama applies to Din Rabbanan or not. One more point to discuss. And that is, why is there, I mean, there's more to discuss, but one more point that we will discuss. Why is it that there is no Birchas HaMitzvah on Me'er Brachas B'chol Yom, on saying Me'er Brachas B'chol Yom? So the Rokeach writes that we only say Birchas HaMitzvah when it's Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa, when doing the Mitzvah, it's all done at one time, and that's the whole Mitzvah, and then you're done, and then it's over. That's when we say Birchas HaMitzvah, otherwise you wouldn't say Birchas HaMitzvah. Meaning you make a Bracha on Tilas Lulav, you make a Lulav, you already did the Mitzvah. What? On Talmud Torah. But if you learn right away, you've already done the mitzvah. Now, in a chinami, it's going to go on all your learning for the rest of the day, but you've already been mekayim the mitzvah in the first moment of learning. As opposed to Me'er Brachos, you haven't accomplished Me'er Brachos until you actually said 100 of them. But I think the more pashut. What? But that then it's not over Las Yasa because the majority of the mitzvah you've already done early. So, because you make a bracha on the Maisa mitzvah. So then you're saying we should make a bracha on each bracha. On each bracha. So the real reason why there's no Birchas HaMitzvah, Me'er Brachos B'chol Yom, it's not because it's Rabbanan, we make Brachas HaMitzvah Rabbanan, we make from Lo Sasur. The real reason we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah Me'er Brachos, yeah? There is a Zman in that each day is the Zman. What the Zman is also Machlokes Rishonim. Do you count from sunset to the next sunset? Do you count the day from when you wake up? Because it's interesting, when all of the Achronim discuss, and even the Rishonim, when they discuss how to count Me'er Brachos, they all start, you know what bracha they start with? Hamapil. Which is the strangest place in the world to start. Because if you're going to count from when you wake up, so count from when you wake up. If you can count from night, start with Birchas Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. To start with a mapil is a very strange place to start. So you don't really get a good clue as to where we're actually supposed to start. There's mussar in that if you really want to have a good day, it can't start in the morning. It's got to start with how you go to sleep the night before. And with that mapil, it's nice mussar. But, you know, lemaisa, how do we count the 100 brachas? Oh, is it the Gemara says, which Gemara? There is a rule in Birchas HaMitzvos, generally, that we don't make brachas on brachas. For example, there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to bench, to say Birchas HaMazon. Why before Birchas HaMazon don't we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Melech HaMashiach Hashem Tzvanu Levarich HaLamazon?
It's a mitzvah, it's a bracha.
Because in itself is a bracha. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Birchas HaTorah. We don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa to say, potentially Daraisa, to say Avdallah. We don't make a bracha, Asher Kishar Mitzvah Yitzvanu, La'avdil, Mekor Shukhal, and then say Avdallah. Because we never say a bracha on something that itself is a bracha. So not only would we not say a bracha on something that itself is a bracha, the Nesivus writes in his Hakdama to the Haggadah, to the Maisa Nisim Haggadah, we don't even say a bracha on a mitzvah that is fulfilled within the framework of other brachas. For example, Kriya Shema. There is no bracha, Asher Kishanam Sosu Tzvanu, Al Kriya Shema, or Likra Shema. Why not? Because the way one fulfills Kriya Shema is within the context of the Birchus Kriya Shema. So any mitzvah that's done within the context of brachos already, you wouldn't say a bracha on. Why does the Nesivus say this in his Hakdamah to his Haggadah? Because a major question the Rishonim asked, why is there no Birchus HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim? You should say a bracha, Asher Kishon Mitzvah Tzvanu Saper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it says in the Sivus, because, well, he says because it's fulfilled with Asher Galan, or Rav Salvechi said even more than that. They were misaking Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim around the framework of Dalet Kosos. You have Dalet Kosos, one for Kiddush, and one for the Magid, and one for the Birchas HaMazon, one for the Hallel. So the whole Seder, the whole way we do Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim, was arranged around brachos on four kosos of Yayin. So mainly you're not going to say Birchas HaMitzvah on that because you don't say a bracha on something that itself is a bracha. If you're interested in this topic, you can look. There's a lot more in the Maran Mekomos about how we get to the 100 brachos and how we define what a daytime is. But Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll move on to a different topic.